right now, I do want to give a trigger warning. We are going to be talking about youth suicide and Are You Okay Day. We heard earlier that suicide is the leading cause of death for people aged 15 and to 44 years old. And in light of Are You Okay Day, we'd like to place the importance on not only making sure you're okay, but that your friends and family are too. We're joined by one of my favourite nurses of all time. Her name is Jane Armstrong. She's back in the studio. Welcome back.
Hello, my darling.
I'm so happy to have you back.
And yay,
to talk about something that we both feel pretty strongly about.
Absolutely.
But something you mentioned to me and that I think we should talk about is how Are You Okay Day all began.
Well, we're up to the 11th year for Are You Okay Day. And it all started with a gentleman named Mr. Cowan, who basically fell into a very, very deep, dark place. And he felt that he was a burden to his family, and he wrote a letter to his family and then attempted suicide. Fortunately, he wasn't successful, and that's basically how Are You Okay Day started.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And, I'm not too sure how old he was at the time. I think he was probably in his 40s, but he'd had a bit of a long history of struggling with his depression, and nothing was happening for him, and he didn't get any relief from it.
Well, I mean, it's been a big week talking about mental health, especially with the AFL commentator who unfortunately passed away earlier this week. But he was very influential about talking about mental health and getting it out there.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of
men's depression in particular.
Yeah, which is super important. But in light of Are You Okay Day, you know, it's very simple for us to say and for us to ask that question. And, you know, ask it on the fly, you know, you're doing all right, what's going on, that kind of thing. But it's so important that people are taking the time today to ask people, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's vital. It's vital. There's actually I use this bit of I think it's called an acronym. You know when you take the first letters of some
words?
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
An acronym. So I call it ALEC. Think of Alec Baldwin. And the first step is to actually check in and ask, are you okay? And really that's just connecting with someone. And you can do that face-to-face, you can do that over the phone. A lot of people text these days. Just be aware that texting doesn't give you those emotional nuances that a phone conversation or a face-to-face does. And it's really about going, how actually are you? What's been happening? I like to use a, hey, how you doing? It's relaxed, it's friendly. I think traditionally Australian culture has been, she'll be right, mate. I do see a shift in that, though, which is fantastic. We talked about this the last time I was on, that fabulous ad where the guy is checked in on by his mate at the football field and then I think it was the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Using that relationship to actually ask how someone is.
Well, because I know, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it, I will talk about, and I'm very open to talking about it, the struggles that I've been through with my own mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I often found that, you know, people will ask, are you okay? And you go, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm good. Well,
yeah,
your automatic reaction is, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, and you don't even think about it. But then if you have someone check back in with you and actually take that time to come back, and it's just the simplest, littlest thing. And look, I know everyone's busy, everyone's got stuff going on, but we need to check in on our mates.
Absolutely. And you know, sometimes you can be asked, are you okay, 25,000 times a day. But sometimes
I work in retail.
Yeah. Okay, so not at all. Sometimes it's just that one person who will get to you, and you need to be honest. Actually, no, I'm struggling. Or, no, I'm actually having a really bad day, and it's okay to be honest. I've said to my loved ones, actually, I'm having a really, really bad day, and I just need for you to tell me that you love me.
Mm.
In saying that, it's very easy for someone who's in the fit of depression and quite deep into their depression to not be able to say. So that's when you have to be observing. And that's, again, why it's so important to have the conversation either face-to-face or on the phone, because you pick up on those nuances.
Mm. And it's very hard, because people who may be going through a bit of a rough time, they don't necessarily want to be talking to people.
Correct.
And they might be shying themselves away from it. I know we've spoken before about some of the things to look out for within our loved ones. And you've often said sleep is quite a big one, you know, people sleeping more or sleeping less.
Correct.
And without having, you know, sometimes seeing people face-to-face, it'd be hard to pick up on things like that.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I think one of the biggest things if you or you know a loved one is struggling is take them for a walk, get them out into the fresh air. Get them to take their shoes off when you're walking on the grass. It's all those sensations. It's using the five senses. It's getting some vitamin D. It's smelling fresh air. But it's also getting those happy endorphins happening by walking.
Now, I want to go back to your Alec Baldwin.
Oh, my darling
Alec
Baldwin.
We got to A, but we need to get through the rest.
We got off on a tangent. How surprising. So A is ask, are you okay? Listen is really listening with that judgment. Just let them talk, and sometimes just acknowledging what they're saying is so vital to helping them. And you don't always have to have a solution either. That's really important. And quite often don't offer a solution, because that's not what they want. They just want to be heard. Acknowledge what they're saying. Acknowledge what they're feeling. That's a big step. And then there's encourage. So that's more about saying to them, okay, so what have you done before when you felt this way? What's worked for you? How can I help you to do those things? So again, it might be just going for a walk, or it might be going for a swim. It might be going to the zoo and looking at the animals. It might be cuddling a fur baby. It's what has worked for you before that will help you. You can also go, okay, when I was feeling like this, or, you know, even say, I haven't actually felt like you have, but I know when I'm feeling a bit stressed or maybe a bit blue, this is what I've done. Maybe we could help, we could try that. And it's always sometimes for people who have depression, they don't have much motivation, they don't have much energy. So it's really important to actually offer your help and be really genuine about it.
Mm.
Don't just go, oh yeah, I'll help you do that, and then not follow through.
I think follow through is possibly one of the in every aspect of life, following through and following up is possibly one of the most important things someone can. I don't know if you can learn that, if you can teach it.
I believe it's a bit like a muscle. You have to use it because then it becomes habit.
Yeah.
You have to really follow through. It's important. And then check in. And again, this is about follow through. Sometimes you could actually be the only person that person is speaking to. So that is really important, to continually check in. It doesn't have to be daily, although if you're really, really worried about someone, make it daily.
Mm.
Make it twice daily if you need to. And then I would suggest that if it's been going on, you know, a few weeks, I would say, okay, dude, this has been going on a few weeks. I've not seen any improvement in how you're feeling, and certainly that's what you're saying to me. I think we might need to get you to see a GP.
And often that is the hardest part, that making that big step, someone getting out of their comfort zone, you know, really pushing to get that help. That's the biggest step. But that the way the way I've spoken to some of my friends who've helped with depression and other mental health illnesses in the past is the start of
Absolutely.
The beginning. It's not the start, it's not the end, mm-hmm. It's the start of a new beginning. And
Correct.
That sounds so corny.
Oh, it does.
And I almost didn't
so
want to say true. That, but it's so true.
It is. And excuse me, I've made GP appointments for friends
mm-hmm.
and taken them to that GP appointment just to get them there, just to get the ball rolling for them. Because sometimes that first step is the hardest step.
Definitely. But there's also lots of fun things today. I keep a lookout for people wearing yellow today.
Ooh, yellow.
Because that's the colour of Are You Okay?
Yay. Which is a happy colour.
My house is yellow.
Oh, dear.
In like a cool 1920s cottage way. Oh,
so it's pale yellow.
It's sunflower. It's not bright in your face yellow. On a serious note, bringing it back to it, let's talk about some places people can go and what they can do if they're not feeling okay.
Look, I think your first step is always your GP. And that's... it is your first step. But there's always places like Lifeline. You've got the Kids Helpline, Men's Line Australia. There's a suicide callback service, Beyond Blue, Headspace, and Q-Life. And that's
Q-Life
is particularly for LGBTI folks.
I've never heard of Q-Life.
Yeah, and we do know that... a trans person is 11 times more likely to attempt suicide. So I think it's particularly pertinent for these guys today.
Well, I don't want to cut it short, but we have to go. Our time's almost up.
Don't!
We always run out of time. but to reiterate to everyone listening, if you or a loved one may need some help or you think that something's not quite right, reach out.
Definitely reach out and check in.
And Lifeline is 13 11 44. Have you got Q-tip?
Q-Life?
Q-tip. I played a Q-tip track before. That's why it's on my brain.
I'm going to ask if you've been playing pool. Q-Life is 1-800-184-257. And also just to give you the line for the suicide callback service, that's 1-300-659-467.
Jane Armstrong, thank you so much for coming back on the mag.
Absolute pleasure, as always.
To talk about Are You Okay? And that takes us out of the show today for everyone. Thank you so much to everyone who's been in touch today, and all the amazing interviewers I've had. All the music's up on the website for you to listen to, including the new Taku track. I'm already a little bit obsessed and in love with it. But coming up very shortly is Mordish Mag. Please, if you can take away one thing from today's show, check in on a friend for me.